Brogdon. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, criticism is being leveled against Rutgers University for negotiating with pro-Palestinian protesters to end the encampment on the New Brunswick campus last week. The Jewish Federation of New Jersey says the university president and chancellor should either revoke the agreement that was made with the student group or resign. Meanwhile, some Princeton staff have called for a university vice president to resign over threatening disciplinary action against pro-Palestinian protesters at the Ivy League campus. New Jersey News made possible by Navage. Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage, available at navage.com. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is securing additional money to protect religious groups throughout the state as tensions continue to rise over the Israel-Hamas war.
That money will go to 34 organizations, synagogues, mosques, churches, gurdwaras, high schools, and religious community centers.
Nearly $5 million in funding will help improve safety and combat rising anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. Gottheimer has slammed the rhetoric on college campuses that have forced classes and finals to go remote, saying students should not be deprived of that experience. Now, the Rue Insurance Business Report. A solid start to the week on Wall Street. Redfin has agreed to pay $9.25 million to settle federal lawsuits that claim U.S. homeowners were saddled with artificially inflated broker commissions when they sold their home as a result of longstanding real estate industry practices. The proposed settlement still needs court approval. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 176 points at 38,852. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Rue Insurance for benefits, business, and personal insurance. Visit RueInsurance.com. And J1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Well, the temp staying mild. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.